PRB Magazine presents Breathing Life into the Badlands, the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library is a destination for conservation education. Written by Patrick Thibodeau. Read by Sean Price. The need for transformation is more urgent than ever. The threat is no longer invisible. We can feel it and see it. Record temperatures and weather events are killing many people and sickening others, damaging property, crops, and treasured, abundant natural resources. Unless we change, we will have more drought, rain bombs, fires, smoky skies, displaced people, and more damage to cherished natural places, not to mention homes, businesses, parks, community recreation centers, and sports facilities. Changing business as usual starts by ending the syrup syndrome. Picture pancakes on a platter representing business as usual. The syrup represents pouring on sustainability separately, after the fact. Imagine designing a community recreation center. Then once it's nearly complete, pouring on watered-down sustainability like low-emitting materials or LED lamps. Sustainability is a key ingredient to success, mixed into the batter from the start, not an optional condiment or afterthought. Larger buildings and tourism destinations have the power to make a noticeable environmental impact. To achieve a net positive future, sustainability must be a prominent part of conversations, community culture, and economic growth. Accelerating a decarbonized future and circularity are prevailing and pressing trends, a pivotal part of ending the syrup syndrome. Public and private organizations across the country and throughout the world are pursuing more ambitious net zero goals, providing carbon-positive, biophilic experiences that help make people and places better. On behalf of changing the status quo, three basic categories must be addressed: human thriving, positive performance, and financial prosperity. While embarking on the adventure of designing the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, TRPL, in Medora, North Dakota, the design team made sure the project began where other syrup-laden approaches end. TRPL will be a destination for conservation education and recreation that seeks to set relevant criteria for the next 100 years. This will be a living library that embraces nature, honors the natural ecology of the surrounding Badlands, and provides opportunities for all visitors to find healing, recovery, and resilience within the landscape, just as Roosevelt once did. TRPL will serve as a global platform for conservation research, policy, interactive activities, and discussion. It will have interactive exhibit experiences and more than 20 biophilic and immersive design moments throughout the site. Overall, the project shows how to build a better educational and recreational space that gives back more than it takes. TRPL is a cutting-edge example of a total net positive design for human thriving, energy, carbon, water, ecology, waste, and financial performance. Theodore Roosevelt once said conservation and leaving the land even better for our descendants are central tasks. His efforts were aimed at working with nature, not against it. TRPL seeks to give back more than it takes, verified by three concurrent certifications at the highest level: Living Building Challenge Full Certification, LAED Platinum, and SITES Platinum. Ed O'Keefe, CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation, says, "We want every visitor to the TR Presidential Library and Museum to walk out understanding the role of nature as a restorative force in TR's life, and that each of us can be the change we want to see in the world. When TRPL opens, it will show what we can learn from, not about the 26th president." The project team invented the TRUE20, a new and innovative biophilic approach that connects people to natural features based on research showing the benefits of being outdoors. TRPL will be a substantial, accessible public park, reachable by vehicle, foot, bicycle, and horseback, a destination that promotes engagement and outdoor activity. Visitors will also be able to take a walk on the planted roof, with inspiring 360-degree panoramic views, as well as go to pavilions accessed by about a mile-long walking path that circles the site, providing access to ViewSheet's Roosevelt experience. TRPL is a trailhead for access to 144 miles of the Maya Diahay Trail, with outdoor leadership expeditions, nature classrooms, nature walks, conservation corps, and photography safari. A restored, healthy prairie landscape educates visitors about the site's unique ecology and provides abundant habitat for pollinators, insects, birds, and mammals, small and large. Outdoor Education for All cultivates healthy, active citizens who rejoice in the outdoors, appreciate conservation, and enter the civic arena with an evolved sense of community. TRPL is designed to make more energy than will be consumed, using 216 deep wells that extract heating and cooling energy from the land, just as Roosevelt obtained his personal energy from the land. Renewable energy systems on site and elsewhere take energy from nature to provide power, giving the site Roosevelt-like resilience. With almost 100 acres of restored prairie, TRPL can be total net carbon positive, handling its own emissions plus some of those of the neighbors over the life of the project, successfully setting a new standard. By opening day, about 400,000 native prairie plugs will be grown from seeds hand-collected at the site and the local area, replacing invasive weeds. Over the life of the project, the desire is to benefit regional and national prairie health, with plantings numbering in the millions. The walkable, planted roof design will filter rainwater so it returns to local aquifers cleaner than when it falls. A comprehensive, material conservation plan seeks to stop waste at the source, not just recycle construction debris. Products will emphasize salvaged materials and sustainably sourced wood, with nearly 6,000 red list chemicals avoided from 90% of permanently installed products. Every supplier is asked to meet rigorous standards for environmental and human health, providing embodied carbon performance better than the industry average. Best case estimates show that TRPL can be about $5 million net revenue positive, dispelling the myth that sustainability costs more. Looking at total cost of ownership suggests a different picture. A business-as-usual project would cost about $10 million to operate for 30 years. An efficiently designed building would cost about $6 million. The difference between worst and best-case scenarios is $15 million of avoided cost. Clearly, sustainability is a great investment and a compelling business for future parks and recreation projects. Inspired by an 1883 North Dakota Badlands buffalo hunt, Roosevelt invested in the Maltese Cross Ranch near Medora. Just a few months later, on Valentine's Day in 1884, his wife, Alice Hathaway Lee, and his mother, Mittie Roosevelt, died on the same day in the same house. Devastated and in mourning, he fled to the Badlands to hunt for peace and purpose. In North Dakota, he learned the healing value of nature, immersing himself in the strenuous life of ranching and rugged landscape. His experiences eventually inspired a national conservation policy that shaped and benefited the country. The Badlands inspired Roosevelt, and the library's design is inspired by the land. TRPL's design rises from the bluff, just as he rose in the Badlands. Like his character, the building has an approachable scale, inviting entry and connecting places. The site is the library, and the library is the site. TRPL will help launch the country into the next century of conservation focused on circularity and carbon. The team isn't just building a presidential library, it's building an idea, one with powerful, transformative impact to change the way we live, learn, work, and move around the world. JLG is the architect of record for the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, alongside the International Design Architect and Design Landscape Architects in HEDA, Landscape Architect of Record Confluence, and Construction Manager J.E. Dunn. Learn more about the upcoming Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library at www.triberry.com.